Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. It's our delight to have you join us today on Let's Face the Issues. Let me remind you that this broadcast is brought to you with a Q&A format. That's question and answer. We invite you to call in with your questions, allow us to respond to them with biblical answers. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. May I remind us once again that it's not a matter of philosophy, not an ideological bent, but it's based on what the Word of God says. The Word of God is the first, foremost, and the final source of truth. It's the Bible that we go to when we're searching for truth. From Genesis through the book of the Revelation, the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God is the source book of truth. In fact, it was Jesus that said to his disciples in John 8, 31 and 32, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And then Jesus said in John 14, 6, "I am truth." Then he gives a further statement about truth being the totality of Scripture when he said in John 17, 17, "Thy word is truth." And so, ladies and gentlemen, let me urge you, let me remind you that we have a source book that gives us insight, wisdom, direction, illumination, and light for our pathway. And that's the Word of God. In fact, in Zechariah 8, 6, the Scripture says, "Speak every man truth to his neighbor." Truth is what we should search for and what we should desire to have on our lips. It was George Orwell that said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those that speak it." And that's what we're seeing taking place today as we watch the shenanigans, if I can call them that, that's taking place in Washington, D.C., on both sides of the aisle, by the way. On one side in particular, but on both sides in general. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm delighted to announce to you today that this portion of the broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment company, a dealership that specializes in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time also carries equipment for the homeowner with brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries a full line of hurricane preparedness and hurricane cleanup equipment. Tools for Time carries the entire line of landscape and lawn care equipment and a staff of qualified people to tell you, explain to you how to use it and answer your questions. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road. Set some in time, look up and see the 165-foot flagpole with the gigantic Old Glory flying. At the base of that flagpole, you'll find Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you that telephone number is 831-0917. 831-0917. That telephone number gets you directly through to the studios and right to our microphones so that we can have dialogue and discussion together on the issues as we face the issues. May I remind us, ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what's taking place in our society and in our world. In fact, in Proverbs 14:34, righteousness exalteth the nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand what's taking place in America today, and it sure takes us a long way from what would be called righteousness or that which would be called biblical or God-honoring. In fact, in Psalms 11 and verse 3, if the foundations be destroyed, what can the righteous do? It is my desire, ladies and gentlemen, to cause us to look to the Word of God for questions and resolutions and answers based on the situations and the issues that we're faced with in society. It's called having a biblical worldview. And I do realize that from a biblical worldview, we must go back to the fundamentals of what the Scripture says in context and not use it just as a little tool, but use it as a scripture of what God is saying and how to resolve these issues and problems. God has an answer for each of them. But ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you again, that telephone number is 831-0917. Ladies and gentlemen, have you taken time to analyze or to examine much of the talk and the policies coming out of the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party in Washington today? Have you listened to some of their diatribe and philosophies and ideological bents? Well, I want us to look at several. It's kind of a juxtaposition of issues today, but I want to call it political double talk and free speech. Political double talk and free speech. What we're listening to today, ladies and gentlemen, is almost like an antic by a magician standing on the stage. And that magician is holding something in his left hand he wants you to see. And really the magical trick is taking place with the right hand, saying, don't pay attention to my right hand, just look at what I'm doing with this left hand. That's what's taking place with Nancy Pelosi and the AOC and the squad in Washington. That's what's taking place with the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party today in general. It's a lot of double talk. For example, the Socialist Marxist Democrats advocate for child protection. In fact, they've advocated that we need to protect the child. In fact, down through the years, we've enacted, and I say we're talking about the Congress, and we're talking about both sides of the aisle, primarily the Socialist Marxist Democrats, they scream and cry across America that there needs to be the protection of the child. In fact, we have federal laws on the books today, ladies and gentlemen, state and local laws and ordinances on the books across America that cause there to be punishment by the force of law for the abuse of a child. In fact, every parent, there's been a threat, I would use the term, a verbal open threat by the governmental agencies, child protection agencies, and so-called child welfare programs, those that will advocate that a parent can't even spank the child without being persecuted and prosecuted for child abuse. And the major advocates for that, ladies and gentlemen, are those on the Socialist Marxist Democratic Party side of the platforms in Washington. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, these same Socialist Marxist Democrats have fully embraced, they have fully advocated for the tax funding of the drag queen story hours. Now, I've done many broadcasts on that subject, and I'm not going to rehash all of the issues and the elements in that. But, ladies and gentlemen, the Socialist Marxist Democrats are pushing the drag queen story hour. In fact, they're pushing the sodomite agenda across America. And my wife and I have been talking about it privately. I don't know of anything that's any more antithetical to the fundamentals of foundation of America than to have the LGBTQ, the sodomite agenda, being absolutely forced upon Americans, moral, ethical, Judeo-Christian Americans, conservative Christian Americans, where this is being forced upon us as no other agenda that I see in Washington at all. In fact, it's taking such full force that many of these cases are winding up in courts, and the court cases are being heard by judges that were appointed by the Obama administration and or their socialist Marxist Democrat agenda driven judges themselves. Here's an article that says a Texas father protecting from the transgender. Here's an article that says a Texas father has been fighting for the sole custody of his son in state court. Jeffrey Younger has been in court with his ex-wife over the claim that she coerced their son to identify, dress, and socialize as a girl. The mother has declared she wants to transition James into a girl by calling him Luna. I think, if I can say this, she's just a lunatic. But anyway, she's wanting to call the son Luna and want him to transition. In fact, the mother desires the transition of their son from male to female could possibly include her desire to have James undergo chemical castration, this article says. This medical treatment would halt the puberty of the biological development of his sex. This is unconscionable, but there's no Texas law against such action, according to this article. Ladies and gentlemen, I've got a fistful of articles on it, and I won't belabor the point by reading blurbs from all of them. But ladies and gentlemen, the case was in the court, and the judge ruled, the jury ruled 11-1, made the determination that the mother has the right to have chemical castration for the son, to transition him in a transgender process from a boy to a girl. And ladies and gentlemen, he's 7 years old. And yet this is what the mother wants to do. And a jury, if I can harp on that for a moment, 11 supposed sane people out of the 12, 11 of them said, yes, you can do that. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm thankful that the follow-up on that was that another judge, it was appealed on another judge, intervened and said, no, you can't. And now the attorney general for the state of Texas is involving himself in the case and going to force the courts to rehear the case with the adjudication of saying that that is child abuse. And the point that I'm making, ladies and gentlemen, is the very fact that across America, we have these that are claiming that they're the ones that are for the protection of human beings, protection of children. And at the same time, ladies and gentlemen, they're the very ones that are doing everything possible to destroy the morals and the ethics and the values of our sons and daughters. It is antithetical to anything that would be called truth in any fashion whatsoever. But ladies and gentlemen, these same people, these same socialist, Marxist Democrats claim that they're for protecting children, they're for protecting the child, they're for laws that will prevent child abuse. And yet I don't know of anything, ladies and gentlemen, that's any greater evidence of child abuse than to have the LGBTQ agenda being promulgated and pushed by the socialist, Marxist Democrats. We have this drag queen hour and drag queen story hour. And ladies and gentlemen, it's very, very dangerous for what is taking place in that realm. It is not an unusual thing to find this happening. Some that are in the LGBTQ community thinking that it's okay. But I'm surprised and amazed, ladies and gentlemen, that parents would allow that to take place, that parents would go in and somehow support it. The parents would sit back and allow it to take place to destroy their sons and daughters. Ladies and gentlemen, it is antithetical to anything that's called morals and ethics and values, but it's taking place across America today, and especially with this drag queen story hour, where you find the court saying that it's okay, and where you're using taxpayer money, ladies and gentlemen, it is taxpayer money that is paying for these to take place. Our liberalism, the left advocates for those whom they say should not be in prison, and yet, ladies and gentlemen, they are for death. We're not only looking at this socialist, Marxist, Democratic Party that's saying that they are for the protection of children. They're saying that they are for freedom. They're saying that they're for those that are in prison to be set free because, after all, they were just incarcerated because of selling a little pot. Or after all, they were incarcerated simply because they made a decision to use drugs in some fashion. And so they need to be released, ladies and gentlemen. That's what the socialist, Marxist Democrats are telling us. These liberals are saying that they should not be in prison. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, that's the same socialist, Marxist Democrats that are pushing for the murder by way of abortion. They're saying that these should be set free, but they're wanting to put to death an innocent human being in the womb of the mother. It's antithetical to anything that's called sanity, ladies and gentlemen. They're saying on one hand that it's wrong to have these folks in prison. They're in prison for doing a few things that's wrong. And there's a major push across America today for that. Don't know if you've noticed it or not, that somehow, some way that you can be caught, tried, convicted, adjudicated to be guilty, put in prison on a charge. And yet the socialist, Marxist Democrats are now wanting to turn the key in all the prisons. In fact, it's AOC says that we shouldn't have prisons at all, that there should not be. She said, after all, prisons are cages, and she's against the cages for children at the border. And she said, I'm against cages in any fashion. We need to simply swing the doors open and eradicate prisons whatsoever in America. That shows the lightheadedness, if I can be benevolent, and calling her a lightheaded person, because it's simply antithetical to anything that would call truth, anything that would call biblical truth. God created government. God created government to punish the one that is the evildoer and to protect the one that is good. In fact, God is the one that in Genesis chapter 9 originated, instituted capital punishment. In Romans chapter 13, the first seven verses, you find a further elaboration on God's plan for government. And government is an agent, a steward, is one that is a servant of God, and is designed by God to handle the evil and wicked in America today. But yet, ladies and gentlemen, we're finding the socialist Marxist Democrats that are saying, no, that's not the way we want to do things. We want to do it in a way that's antithetical to what would be called biblical truth and what God would have us to do. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about political double talk and free speech. Some of that political double talk is seen where the socialist Marxist Democrats are advocating for child protection, but at the same time, they're embracing the LGBTQ agenda, which the LGBTQ agenda is nothing but a recruit platform for recruiting our sons and daughters into the sodomite, pedophilia, perverted lifestyle. And then you have those liberals on the left, ladies and gentlemen, that are saying that we're for life, we're for freedom, and we're for setting those free. We're opening the prison doors. And at the same time, these same socialist Marxist Democrats and their leadership role are pushing for murder with bail of abortion. And ladies and gentlemen, every one of the socialist Marxist Democrats that's running for president of the United States of America are for murdering, destroying, killing the baby in the womb, even after birth. We have witnessed the murder of about 61 million human beings, ladies and gentlemen. The murder of that child in the womb, taken to the life. It's since Roe versus Wade in 1973. And the reason the socialist Marxist Democrats were so against the Supreme Court Justice Judge Kavanaugh was because they were afraid that somehow, some way, that the courts eventually would overturn Roe versus Wade. And ladies and gentlemen, tax money by the hundreds of millions of dollars are going into Planned Parenthood each and every year. In fact, George Soros has just now opened Pandora's box across America, and he has already made it known that he's going to start funding every one of the pro-death, he didn't use that term, I am, but those that are pro-choice candidates. He's the one that's wanting to support them to see that they're elected. Here's an article that says, George Soros gives Planned Parenthood Virginia its largest outside contribution ever. The article further says the new PAC, P-A-C, drops $350,000 into Virginia after a pivotal election. A new political action committee launched by liberal billionaire George Soros has given $350,000 to Planned Parenthood Virginia, its largest outside contribution ever ahead of the state's November election, according to the records. Soros's money enters Virginia as an outside liberal donation, donors and groups are showing the state with cash, are showering the state with cash as they attempt to regain control of both houses of the state legislature this November. Every town for gun safety, one of the nation's largest gun control groups, recently announced the launching of $550,000 digital ad campaign targeting 15 Republicans held House and Senate districts in the state, according to Axios News. Republicans in the state currently hold a slim one-seat majority in the 40-member Senate and three-seat advantage in the 100-member House of Delegates. The battle for control of the Virginia legislature is widely considered to be a toss-up. Further, the article says an individual familiar with the PAC, the Political Action Committee, told Politico in August that it would be used for the 2020 election cycle to fund other liberal groups coming in to control the state of Virginia. Ladies and gentlemen, it's in your face today where there is a mindset and a move that somehow, some way, we're going to absolutely control the House and the Senate across America, state after state after state. And that's what's happening. And ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about the political double talk and free speech. In this political double talk, there's a mindset that says that we are for life. We are for the protection of human beings. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, social agenda of the left is to destroy life. It has one of the largest murder machines on the face of the globe that's being funded by your taxpayer money and my taxpayer money, some $500 million a year going into it out of the coffers of the taxpayers in America. I find it antithetical to anything that would be called truth, ladies and gentlemen. May I remind us also, the same, by the way, everyone, I think the 17 of the socialist Marxist wannabe presidents left in the race, and all of them, every one of them, are for murder by way of abortion, even to the point after life, after the child is delivered from the womb of the mother, then supposedly there's the right of the mother to have consultation with the doctor and make a determination, do I want that child to live or die? The governor of Virginia, you know, is the one that's the advocate for that. And by the way, it's so antithetical to his professional background. Professionally, he is a pediatrician, and of all people, he should recognize life and the value of life. But he is for death in the womb and even after the baby is born. Ladies and gentlemen, our socialist Marxist Democrats are openly advocating today. This is another one of the double talk. This is another one of the things that the political double talk is taking place. The political left, the socialist Marxist leftist agenda, are advocating openly for the stopping of the opioid deaths in America. And by the way, that's across the board. Both the Democrats and Republicans claim that they are for the discontinuation and somehow the foreclosure of the opioid epidemic, as it is called, where I believe on the federal level, $150 billion has been set aside for that. In the state of Florida, I believe some $50 million. State after state, it's hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars that's being set aside by our legislative bodies to enforce laws to try to take the opioids off the street. In fact, Purdue Pharmacy has just gone into bankruptcy because some $80 billion was set aside for the settlement for some 2,200 suits across America from the state's attorney generals across the United States of America. And as a result of that, they put the $80 billion aside. They went ahead then and said, okay, you can pillage that out any way you want to, state after state after state. And they filed bankruptcy to protect the operation and the ongoing of the pharmaceutical industry. Ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. It's not that I am not sensitive to the opioid crisis, as it is called. I am. But I want you to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the gateway drug to that is marijuana. Marijuana is the gateway drug to every other hard drug, including cocaine, including fentanyl, including all of the other hard drugs that's on the market in the marketplace today. It is one of the leading causes of those going into heroin and cocaine and fentanyl and then into opioids, opioids being the painkillers, as it is called, opioids. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. The double talk again that we're concerned about the opioid deaths, and I believe in 2018, average of a little over 100 a day died as a result of opioid overdose. But ladies and gentlemen, these same advocates for controlling of the opioids and filing suit against the drug manufacturers and extorting them, and that's literally what I believe is taking place. We have a major, major, major problem in that the socialist, Marxist, leftist Democrats, as well as many in the Republican Party, including former Speaker of the House John Boehner, that's advocating for. John Boehner, by the way, when he left the Speaker of the House position, retired from politics, took a position with the nation's largest marijuana manufacturing and growth and producing organizations at a salary of $500,000 a year plus benefits. And he said at that time that he was going to lobby for the marijuana industry and he would make federal changes in the laws to federally approve marijuana growth, manufacture, distribution, sale, and use of marijuana. It's on the rise in America today, and it's being pushed, ladies and gentlemen, by the socialist, Marxist, leftist Democrats that are pushing this as their agenda. You must ask the question, why? May I simply insert this little rationale of mine? And the reason that I believe is because the M-O-N-E-Y. If you want to know what's happening when it comes to political agendas, follow the money. Look at the money trail. Ladies and gentlemen, we've already had now just in the past few days. I think the latest news as of last Friday or Saturday was that there's over 35 deaths now as a result of vaping, and they're vaping the THC and the CBD oils from marijuana. And they're lying to the parents and saying they're doing that just to use tobacco. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you recall for 50 years, tobacco was supposed to be all right. And then when they did, the socialist Marxist leftist in the House and the Senate determined that they could extort the tobacco industry, they did so. And major hundreds of millions of dollars settlements went into the pockets of some of the lobbyists and others that were pushing for that to be done. But it took 50 years for them to decide, well, you know, tobacco is bad for you. Tobacco will give you lung cancer. Tobacco will kill you. But ladies and gentlemen, they're allowing now marijuana, and I could go into much detail. I have sheafs of papers in my files with research and the studies that will validate that marijuana is deadly. It is deadly. It will cause death. Marijuana causes heart and lung disease and heart failure. It causes the loss of mental acuity and ability. Marijuana addiction leads into heroin and cocaine and fentanyl and the opioids. Teen suicide increases due to the use of marijuana. Preteen deaths due to overdoses. Home invasions, home burglaries increase where you have legalized marijuana. Home foreclosures increase due to the money being spent on drugs and not on the home and on house payments or on rent. And as a result of that, they're the homeless. In fact, you can look at the state of Colorado and it's in chaos, chaos and confusion. Home foreclosures increase due to that. There is major deaths as a result of drug-crazed drivers on marijuana that causes vehicular accidents and death. Paranoia and all kinds of schizophrenia takes place as a result of drug use. And yet, ladies and gentlemen, the double talk out of the political agenda in Washington is that somehow, some way, if we just legalize it, it'll make everything okay. Well, it's because they would be getting paid by the drug industry. Nothing more, nothing less. In fact, Tucker Carlson, Rick Carlson, recently on one of his total one-hour broadcasts, Tucker Carlson, here's the headline, Tucker Carlson thinks that Congress approved marijuana banking to make Americans dumb. Ladies and gentlemen, do you realize across America today that it's illegal for marijuana money, drug money, to be put into a federally approved banking institution? And yet in the state of Florida, our fine legislators have it on the agenda to consider, starting in the January legislative session, to consider a marijuana house banking bill that would allow the state of Florida to set up a bank, state bank, for the purpose of allowing drug money to be deposited in it. And keep in mind, ladies and gentlemen, it is still federally illegal. It breaks the federal law to grow, to market, distribute, sell and or use marijuana. And yet we have 33 states, ladies and gentlemen, that have approved marijuana. But this article says, Tucker Carlson thinks Congress approved marijuana banking to make Americans dumb. Carlson, who has made it clear in recent years that he is no fan of cannabis, dedicated part of his show on Monday to the Secure and Fair Enforcement, known as Safe Banking Act, which cleared the House by 321 against 103 votes. And so almost half of the Republicans joined the virtually all Democrats in support of the bill. The legislation would protect banks that serve state legal marijuana businesses from being penalized by federal regulatory agencies. But as far as Carlson is concerned, the proposal is a ploy to enrich certain individuals and make the American population apathetic to the overall shortcomings of Congress. Even though marijuana is still illegal federally, the bill will allow banks and credit unions to provide banking services to people who deal marijuana, he said. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to understand that there is professional political double talk taking place in Washington and across America today. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take about a 1 minute break for the top of the hour news. Hang in there, come right back right after the news for the balance of Let's Face the Issues today.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.